What if you had an aunt named Lizzie? Say there really wasn't anything wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but now and then she just acted kind of...
strange.
Would you ever use the word queer in that situation?
Queer has the homosexual connotation to me. They used to use queer in the head. I've heard people say she's queer, he or she's queer in the head.
So maybe an older person would be more likely to say mean it that way.
I think that my generation would be more likely to say, well, they're a little peculiar or they're a little strange or... got a lot of relatives like that, a little off. A little off is really the motto.
A little left of center.
Right, it's kind of, you know, not all together there.
Well, like I said the other day, not wrapped too tightly.
Mm-hmm.
What about somebody who makes up his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong, and refuses to change his mind? You say he's
bullheaded.
Anything else you could say?
Stubborn as a mule. Just bullheaded or stubborn, that's the most common thing.
Okay.
Opinionated boor.
What about somebody who you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You'd say he's mighty.
Oh, can't joke with that losing his temper. He has no sense of humor.
Did you ever hear people say, well, so-and-so sure is mighty touchy today?
Oh, touchy, right. Yeah, we use touchy a lot. Has a chip on the shoulder or that sort of thing.
What about somebody like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
Anything else?
I don't guess.
Or say if a person like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
calm down.
Or say if you had been
working... take it easy.
If you had been working all day, at the end of the day, you say you're very...
I'm very tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
all pooped out.
I run into some great expressions for that. Perished.
Perished.
Kilt. Whipped.
Whipped. I said whipped. I'm beat to a pulp or whipped to... Usually I say pooped out.
Mm-hmm.
Or pooped to pop. And I don't know where that came from. I have no idea. Pooped to pop.
Yeah.
I'm pooped to pop. That was... I think I got that from my mother. Because she would...
that's a goodie.
Have you ever heard pooped to pop?
Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting one to investigate.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever, but...
What about somebody, say you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, so-and-so was looking fine the other day. When was it he...
got sick.
Or, say if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Sometime. Sooner or later.
You ever heard people say something like, well, we'll get that by and by?
I've heard it, but it's not... I don't hear it commonly.
Would you say it was kind of an antiquated way of putting that?
Probably. I just don't hear it much, and it doesn't really ring any bells like some of these expressions from... way back when you remind me of them, I can remember having heard them.
What about somebody who got overheated and then chilled in his eyes and started watering and his nose started running? You'd say he caught a
cold.
Or if it affected his voice, you'd say he's just a little bit
hoarse.
And if he does that, he
coughs.
Say at the end of the day,